Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutari Hypnosis, where Ask Dr. Rhonda is one of our normal weekly activities. Sometimes we have them more often, but where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. As new listeners, I want to remind you that Mutare, which is the name of our company, is Latin for change. Mutare Hypnosis is located physically at 60 State Street, but we serve people around the globe through Skype or by telephone. Look us up on mutarehypnosis.com, mutarehypnosis.com. You can catch up what we're up to and activities that might be going on in your community. Today's topic is one I think a lot of parents are interested in, and people as individuals, workers themselves. The subject for today is marijuana and work, why your kid or you won't get a job this summer. Marijuana may be legal where you live, and that or they have cards for it or other options that make it available to you. But when you're seeking employment, when you're trying to get a job, you will be screened most likely for any job you really want to have. There's marijuana screening is going to be required. And it's not just marijuana. Depending on what you do for a company, it means the five-panel at Department of Transportation or five-panel drug testing that is done as your employment is contingent upon passing this drug test. A lot of times this is usually a urine or a spit test because they usually do it right at the employment place. You're tested for THC, marijuana, cocaine, amphetamines, those sorts of things. You can do a little research and find out what you're screened for. But it's important to recognize this is a normal part of hiring. I've worked in many places where this was the barrier that kept folk out, especially at the summer program time. So when they'd have summer interns, they bring high school and college students in to work for the summer, and it would be something that would be handled by the company at that time. But about half of several of the organizations I work with, about half of the summer students who were potentially going to be hired for the summer were not hired because they failed the drug test. So they pass the financial test, they do whatever, the verification of reading skills, writing skills, physical attributes, in some cases because you have to have a certain level of physical strength to do certain jobs, that was a normal part of the hiring process, but they'd get to the drug testing part of the program, and about half of these students would fail that opportunity. So for those of you who are, leveraging the HR department to get your college-bound student a job with the summer program, my suggestion to you, and I know you're all hardworking, well-meaning parents, my suggestion to you is to hippity-hop off to Walmart or CVS and get yourself one of those at-home drug tests that will conduct a basic panel on your child and then have your child take the test. Now, I say your child. That may be an 18-year-old. However, I imagine how you would feel, not that I wish this on you, if you get one of those prized internship gigs for your kid for the summer, but because he or she's going to be out driving a vehicle or is going to be working for the company in a place that might, that they have safety regulations, or just every new employee has to have this regular drug test before they're hired, and your kid fails the test. How do you feel? I know these things are all classified and secret squirrel, but after you've told everybody your kid's coming to work, suddenly they don't come, why not? And, and I understand that parents struggle with this sort of thing, and it's very difficult, but I would rather talk with you about it on the front end and consider what you might do. There are reasons sometimes that somebody might be taking a substance that would be considered a controlled substance, and you might have to verify something. So if your kid had an injury and they had to take pain pills for that injury as they're healing or whatever, then you have to disclose that on the front end and then have the discussion with the employer that this is a period of time this child has to take this and that, he will not be taking it at the time when he's coming to work. And they may say, okay, fine, and he or she has to come back and take another test when that's over. But it's important that you actually tell the truth on the front end and that if you find that your child has been screened for marijuana, because marijuana is different than a lot of other things because, for example, alcohol or cocaine or these other things, you have to ingest them yourself. constant or repeated exposure in places where people are smoking marijuana might give you enough of a THC in your system to trip the test. Trying to negotiate your way out of that with a company is not going to happen. A lot of states, even where marijuana is legal, they'll tell you on the front end, you must pass the drug testing. That it's legal doesn't mean, just as it may be legal to drink alcohol in your state, you can't show up for work or to be tested, liquored up. So to them, companies, you know, in Seattle, they have a lot of places, Washington State, they have zero tolerance company, including marijuana. So that means they do not want anyone who might be potentially affected at work at any time. Now, in the case of a lot of substances will get out of your body relatively quickly. However, marijuana is not sometimes one of them. And it does depend on the kind of test that they're going to take, but you won't have any control over whether you have a spit test, a hair test, or you know a blood test. That'll be company policy. That'll already be in place. And those things can vary. The best way to avoid failing a drug test is not to have drugs in the system. Hello. But as parents, some of you may know unless you're watching your child night and day and they're homeschooled, they've been with people who have been smoking marijuana. No matter what they told you, some of their friends are smoking, and you know, a casual exposure probably wouldn't be a problem. But if they're riding in the car with the kids who are smoking dope every day on their way home, who's to know? So this is part of the challenge. I would encourage you to test your child at home so you can get the results on the front end, and then you can decide what, if anything, needs to happen or what you can do. Because some of the drug tests are very sensitive, and there's approximately a 90-day abstinence really required or no exposure in order to really pass the test. No, you're going to pass the test effectively. Now, the at-home tests vary in price, and I've seen that the ones at Walmart seem to be about $10, and it supposedly work pretty well. So that's not a huge expenditure. It used to be you had to send these things away and do a whole bunch of stuff. So they've got some tests that can be taken relatively easily without a lot of stress. But I suggest that you do this if you have a child who's going to be looking for work. If you're thinking about getting a job, but you've been hanging around with your friends, or you've been smoking marijuana, I mean, you're an adult, you're allowed to smoke marijuana, but if you're trying to get a good job, a decent job, a passable job, drug testing is quite normal. They're not going to make an exception for you. You know, that will delay your process of hiring. In a way, if you've been smoking marijuana up to yesterday and you're thinking about applying for a job and they say, oh, we got a job for you, you're not going to pass the drug test. So in some cases, that delays the entire application process. But I wanted you to be aware that these are situations, these are normal workplace situations, but if you're trying to get a job, your being prepared ahead is what can make a real big difference. And you can also, you know, taint the pool for yourself if you go in to get hired by a company and, you know, and you fail a drug test. Well, they keep your record. If you come back in 6 months, well, some companies don't care. They understand that you've then empowered yourself to do what you need to do to get away from the drugs or, you know, make sure you're not associated with those things. And that these things, the company, you go back and you can apply for a job at a large company. And very often, you know, if you pass a drug test, you may in fact be hired. But you want to make sure that you're at least able to pass the DOT 5-panel test, which is Department of Transportation, which screens truck drivers and other things, which you may say your company may not be driving with, but a lot of companies just standardize the Department of Transportation test, and it's a known, well-known one. They just follow the same thing, and that test tests for marijuana, cocaine, amphetamines, opiates, PCP. So that's just the basic. You know, which includes heroin in there, is under the opiates. So like I say, you may have a legitimate reason, which might mean you'd need to, it will mean you'll have to provide a doctor's script and some other information on why it is you're taking this and why it's okay for you to take it as prescribed and that you're not a drug addict who's taking these things without supervision. But those are the kind of things you can get ready for and have organized ahead if that's something that you need to do for various reasons. But even if you're taking medical marijuana, that may not mean that your employer is required. This is very new law. Your employer is not, in Washington State, is currently not required to hire somebody who's taking medical marijuana. So it's one of those challenges that until the drug testing is better or perhaps on a shorter time frame, that the 90-day thing. In fact, for this year's summer hiring, I guess it's maybe too close for the 90-day thing for someone. But if you can get down to 45 days, now there's a school of thoughts on how you can help to run detoxes on these things, you know, fruit juices and what have you. But the best thing to do would be to get off the controlled substance. Now, this is something that actually hypnosis and other tools that we work with regularly can be helpful with in terms of develop. Because a lot of people, what happens is that they're sort of self-medicating, if you will. They like smoking marijuana. It relaxes them. It's calming. So they just kind of get the habit of doing it and do it over, you know, several times a week or even once a week and weekends or what have you. But our suggestion would be to develop different coping skills that would get you away from those drugs and will allow you to make those successful career moves that you want to move, that you worked hard for in other areas of your life, or that you're working with your children on to help them move ahead. That it's not impossible, so please don't freak out and fling yourself on the floor and roll around, because that's not productive. You need to work with your child on it, helping them understand, or the young adult, helping them understand the implications of some of the actions they're taking now and how they can have on their longer-term success. And as far as getting a job, if you have a youngster who's in college who may be applying for other employment, looking for, you know, they've gotten a good degree, they have a great GPA, they're coming out of school, they're going to be ready to go to work in the fall or sometime over the summer. If they get into that company, their dream gig, they get in a company and they go in and they're hired and they take the drug test and they fail the drug test, guess what? Poof, puff of smoke. So please test your young folk ahead, even though you might think you don't, oh, I don't want to get up in their way. Well, sorry, that's part of your parents' job. If you've been smoking marijuana or doing other things, and you test yourself and see whether you're if you're ready to move on to another company. Don't quit your day job and think you're going to jump to another company, and you try to get your job over there, and they hire you, and they run the drug test on you, and you don't pass. Ha-ho! You could have a different kind of problem. So if you have concerns about how to help people get off drugs, or you're trying to figure out how to reorganize, you know, learn to relax yourself, how to be more organized in other areas of your life, please feel free to reach out to us at info@mutarihypnosis.com or look up our webpage on mutarihypnosis.com. That's MutariHypnosis. Or call us on 617-266-3057. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Ask Dr. Rhonda, and we'll be talking to you again soon.